In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. Well, I see that we have pretty much assassinated social distancing here this morning, which I'm very glad to see. So thank you all for being here on this feast day. When God makes something, he makes it absolutely perfect. It's a masterpiece. Everything God created, the angels, like we can't see angels. But when we do, we're going to just see that what a masterpiece that was. And we see something of it in the order of nature. We see just an absolutely beautiful sunset. It's striking. I remember seeing, I was on the highway. It was like I-35, and there was just an absolutely gorgeous sunset. It was probably dangerous for me to keep looking over there. But I saw a trucker. He'd pulled over. He just quit. He quit trying. He pulled over. He was sitting on top of his truck just looking at the sunset. Right? And I was like, wow, this tough, you know, big old trucker. Even he was like, I can't take it. I'm going to look at it. So that's what beauty does, right? Beauty, masterpiece, it captivates us. It just draws our attention. We just can't take our eyes away. And that's just a physical creation. The things, God created things according to a hierarchy, and the lesser things have a lesser value, a lesser beauty, and the greater things have more. So if just, you know, chemicals and atoms and photons and light particles are so captivating, how much more so a living being, like a soul, a human person? And so what we don't realize is the exquisite beauty of humanity that God created. And we don't know what it was like in the Garden of Eden before Adam and Eve sinned. We have no idea what they looked like. But we would have been absolutely beyond captivated at Adam and Eve, their appearance. And I'm talking even without sanctifying grace. Just their natural beauty would have been something beyond almost what we can imagine. And we get something still, even after Adam and Eve sinned, right? And they lost that original beauty God intended. They lost that sanctifying grace. Even still, we have an idea when the beauty of a new child. I mean, how long does a mother stare at her newborn baby? Like days after weeks, months, just captivated by the beauty of that little child. So even still, we see something of that beauty. And beautiful men and women, right? These really beautiful faces, just captivating. So what would unfallen man have looked like? But it's because now we'll never see that again, actually. We'll never see Adam and Eve as they were originally. When we get to heaven, Adam and Eve's nature, that beautiful nature, will have been repaired. It was destroyed, and then it was repaired, put back together again, like Humpty Dumpty on the wall. And all of us are like that. All of us have a broken, wounded, failed human nature. There's only one person. There's only one woman who has a human nature exactly as God intended it from the very beginning. And that's our Blessed Mother. Her absolutely beautiful, unstained, pure, exquisite masterpiece of her feminine nature was never stained, never broken, never fallen, never repaired. And we'll be able to see that when we get to heaven. That is the beauty of today's feast, right? Beyond all the dogma, beyond all the definitions and the descriptions and so on, there's just the absolute beauty of it, right? Of God's, this is what God wanted for everybody. And that really is, that's when we're going to see the true horror of sin, because we're going to look at her nature and then we're going to see all of our nature and think, okay, now I get it. Right? Now I know why the church in all those ages past was always talking about sin and death and evil and anathema and heresy and this and that. Now I get it, because that's what sin does. This is what original sin does to what God intended. There's God's masterpiece and then there's the rest of us. Right? We're going to see that difference. So no more. It will not be no more questions. Like everything will be answered. We're going to get to heaven to be like, oh, like now I get it. Yeah, the church is right all along. So what a grace that God gave us, right? That He will allow us to see His original plan. And the Blessed Virgin, that is the one woman whose nature has never fallen. And of course, Christ our Lord is the masculine nature, right? The one man whose nature will we have. So all the angels are perfectly pure. The angels never sinned, right? All the ones who did are now demons. But we're going to have that. We're going to have the one man and the one woman, the original archetypes, unstained, absolutely beautiful, exquisite. Now, to finish, I would like to just read here Pope Pius IX, a little kind of a paraphrased summary of his encyclical, Ineffabilis Deus. This is from 1854, given on December 8th. And this was the encyclical promulgating the doctrine of the Immaculate Conception. I mean, it had been understood for over 1,000 years, but it was now finally dogma recognized as incontrovertibly true. And so it's in hearing this, what the Pope, right, and all these theologians, right, have to say about the Blessed Virgin, that is the indication we're going to have when we get to heaven. What is she going to look like? Right here. God ineffable, having foreseen from all eternity the lamentable wretchedness into which the entire human race would fall by the sin of Adam, decreed by a plan hidden from the centuries to complete the first work of creation by a mystery even more wondrous, the incarnation of the Word. From the beginning and from before all time began, the Eternal Father chose and prepared for his only begotten Son a mother in whom the Son of God would become incarnate. Above all creatures did God so love her that far above the angels and the saints, he wondrously endowed her with the abundance of all heavenly gifts poured forth from the treasury of his divinity. This mother, ever absolutely free from all stain of sin, possesses such a fullness of holy innocence and sanctity, such beauty and perfection, that nothing greater can be imagined, and outside of God, no mind can succeed in comprehending fully. Our Blessed Virgin Mother approaches as near to God himself as is possible for a created being. God alone accepted, Mary is more excellent than any other creature, by nature more fair and more beautiful, holier even than the cherubim and the seraphim. To praise her, all the tongues of heaven and earth do not suffice. Immaculate Mary, conceived without original sin, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.